art of listening.
Tune in on life.
Don't let life pass you by unnoticed.
Life is too easily missed.
It's pretty easy to go through life and miss most of it. In fact, by the end of our lives, most of us have heard and seen a lot. But there is much more that we have not heard than we did hear. So, how are we able to tune in on life more and become more aware of what is happening? The key to being aware of life is listening. Listening does not come naturally. Listening is hard. It's a discipline. Here are a few suggestions that may help us improve our listening ability.
Well, first of all, we have to look like we are interested in what is being said. Looking at something else, tapping a pencil, humming, doing needlepoint, or thumbing through a book makes it look like you are not interested.
Use your eyes, not just your ears, while listening. Did you know that 60% of communication is not what you say in words, but the way you look at the other person? The expression on your face, the way you hold your body, the gestures of your hands? And another 33% of communication comes from the tone of your voice. So the words you use make up only about 7% of what you're trying to say. There's a saying, what you see is what you get. What that means is that we need to pay more attention to all the ways a person is communicating, not just the words.
We also need to learn to concentrate. One thing that gets in the way of listening is that we think faster than we speak. So it's only natural that our minds tend to wander. When you find yourself wandering, call yourself back to the person speaking. Concentrate.
Yes, and try not to interrupt. The only time you might interrupt another person is to check out if you are really understanding what is being said. But what most of us do is to bring ourselves or our own experiences into what another person is saying. We say things like, the same thing happened to me, or something like that happened to me.
Yeah, like when you were talking about the hard day you had at work today, and I say right back, well, my day was tough too.
Or the other way I notice that I interrupt is by saying, I know what you mean, which brings the attention back to me instead of the person talking. You know, I didn't even realize I was doing that until someone told me.
The other thing to know is that what you hear may not necessarily be what the person meant to say. Try to clarify meanings by saying, is this what you are really saying? Make sure you understand the message correctly.
Here is a good example for us on the topic of listening, really listening. This involved a woman in her mid-30s. We had been together in a group 2 days before. As we were talking, she began to cry. Fighting back the tears, she went on to say that she was tired of taking care of people and having no one to take care of her. I have gobs of friends, she said, but none of them really listen to me. Whenever I share the pain in my life, I immediately receive advice like, oh, you shouldn't feel that way, or, if I were you, here's what I would do. For once, just once, would someone just listen without trying to fix me?